Poor Earl had sold the wrong kind of wood to a couple who built a deck that collapsed after a party. A highly intoxicated and obese man had done a cannonball into the pool that the deck surrounded. There had been a lawsuit. The man, whom the lawyers always called obese instead of huge or fat, and intoxicated instead of drunk, had splinters in places that splinters are never meant to prick through, Earl reported to me on the day he was let go. The boss just looked at me and said, "Damn it, Earl, if you don't know the difference between cedar and untreated pine by now, may God save your sorry soul," Earl said as we stood at the window that overlooked the backyard. We stared out at the broken pumpkin tree. I told him that, to my mind, no obese drunken man should attempt a cannonball without thinking of the consequences beforehand. "Splinters are no splinters, that's just downright irresponsible," I said, and Earl pulled me closer and pressed his nose into my hair. "Oh, Linda," he said, "if only the whole world could see things the way you do. But I've got no business selling wood anyway, when all I want is to be out with you in the garden." We had pumpkin soup and bread bowls that night for dinner, and a few weeks later Earl found the toes while I lay on the bark lounger reading the seed catalog. We hadn't planted anything new in a while, and, for a time, we'd cut our losses.